subject, gym class, loves to shop. Julie, favourite colour, yellow. Favourite food, tortillas. Favourite school subject, music. Loves boys. Rose's bunny. It is the afternoon, and Cara is at Rose's house. They are playing with Rose's new bunny in her backyard. Rose is very happy about it. Ninus is the best bunny in the world, Rose says. You can hold her if you want to. Cara thinks Ninus is cute too. She is a small, white, and very soft bunny. Cara wants a pet as well. Her birthday is coming up, and she cannot wait to write a wish list. She wants a bunny like Ninus. She wants a dog too, but she knows she won't get that. Her parents work every day. If they got a dog, it would have to be home alone, and that would be a pity. At that moment, Judy comes into the backyard. She's limping. What happened? Cara asks. I fell on my bike yesterday, Judy says, as she shows them a bandage on her foot. It's sprained. It hurts a lot. Oh, I'm so sorry, Rose says, taking the bunny from Cara. I cried a lot, Julie says, as she spots the rabbit. Oh, little Ninus, she says, and takes her from Rose. She's so cute. Julie strokes the bunny for a long time. We have to be careful so Ninus doesn't run away, Rose says, and she closes the gate after Julie. Cara gets to hold Ninus again, and she presses the soft fur against her cheek. Her heart beats faster. Rose is right. Ninus is the cutest bunny in the world. When Cara bikes home later, she thinks about Ninus. The bunny is so cute, she almost feels like she misses it. Cara decides to ask her parents if she can have a pet. But when she gets home, the mood in her house seems weird. Her parents are silent. They just stare into the air without talking to each other as they usually do. Everything is so strange. Hi, Cara says. Rose has gotten a bunny. Yes, her dad says. Cara's mom stands up and leaves. Cara's mum and dad are silent when they eat dinner as well. Cara holds her breath. She cannot eat anything, and she keeps looking at her parents. She finds it difficult to sit still. It is as if her chair wants to turn around. Suddenly, her mum puts down her knife and fork. Cara, she says, and looks serious. We have something we need to tell you. Cara feels her insides turn cold. It sounds serious. It's not that bad, Cara's dad mumbles. Yes, it is, her mother scoffs. Cara is confused. She wriggles around in her chair and stares at her parents. What? She asks. Dad has lost his job, her mum sighs. It's not that bad, her dad says again, quickly. I will just find another job. Cara nods. She smiles at her dad, and he smiles back. He's right. It doesn't sound that bad.